You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This is Cami Chaos from Strange Love Live, and my husband is a peanut.
Shut up! I'm trying to do a voiceover!
I'm Dr. Normal, and I'm a peanut. Welcome to IRC FM, and here's your host, the man with the largest Johnson in Australia.
Johnson, Johnson, Johnson. Paul. Johnson, Johnson.
IRC.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 28 of IRC FM, coming to you from the IRC FM studio here in Sydney, Australia. Welcome, everyone, and I hope that you've had a great week and that you enjoyed last week's comedy show, IRC FM number 27. On this episode, we are going to rock the house, and we'll have some great rock music for you, as well as some listener feedback. On this episode, our music is supplied by our music partners, Aerial Publicity and Juice Management and Promotion. Some of our music was also supplied by Platform One Entertainment from Chicago. So thank you to everyone from those organisations for supplying the music. And we also recognise our other music partners, IODA Promonet, MusicSubmit.com and the PodSafe Music Network. So we're going to rock the house. So if you like rock music, crank up those speakers now. We're going to play some great music, and we're going to tell you another place a bit later on about where to get some more great music if you're into rock music. Let's get straight into the music now. This is Jackson's Warehouse with Running As Fast As You Can here on IRCpod episode 28. So let's get this episode running.
You down, oh, this is my fault. Oh, just go get the things that I found. That I found. We'll bow to the wind where silence is king. When people have knives, I've got to cut something. Cut something.
I had a bad dream. I had this bad dream before. I had a nightmare. Nightmare next door. I had a bad dream. Imagine before I had a nightmare. Nightmare next.
If I let you drown, I kept you afloat. Would you have backed down, kept your hands from my throat? Well, sung like a hymn, but covered in sin. These children. Nightmare next. Nightmare next.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Love.
right, this is Irk FM episode 28, where we rock the house. That song was called Stop, Rewind and Fast Forward. A very interesting song and a very interesting title for the song. And that was by Trip Hazard. And Trip Hazard come to us from the UK. And they were originally known as another name, but they decided to change the name of the band because the original name that they had was too difficult to spell and too difficult to remember. And Trip Hazard is a lot better, don't you think? And they come to us from the UK. They've been out for quite a while, and for our UK listeners, they have a series of gigs coming up through July, August, and into September. Of course, for all of the bands, there are links on the show notes at irkfm.com, and you can find out what is doing with each of these bands, because after all, I don't know when you're listening to this. There's many people who listen to this straight away, and then there are other people who indeed maybe months or even years behind when they hear this. And this is one of the great things about podcasting. And so Trip Hazard, they're a great band who come from Merseyside in England. And I absolutely did like that song. That song was quite cool. The original name of the band was called Hegmony, H-E-G-E-M-O-N-Y, and that was later changed to Trip Hazard. People couldn't remember it, people couldn't pronounce it, and people couldn't spell it. But they've been around for a while now, starting in November 2004, which is quite cool. And their influences include bands like No Doubt, Everclear, Tori Amos, Muse, Blink-182, Yellow Card, Foo Fighters, and Jimmy Eat World. So that's quite cool. The first song of the episode that you indeed heard was called Running As Fast As You Can by Jackson's Warehouse. And Jackson's Warehouse, again, come to us from the UK. And again, for our UK listeners, they have quite a few gigs coming up in July and August of and September of 2009. And their influences include Brendan Benson, I Am Clute, The Pixies, Nirvana, Buddy Holly, The Corral, and The Wedding Present. Jackson's Warehouse also formed in 2004. And they got themselves a record deal, and they released their first album called Hotel by the Sea. And they had a 22-track album completed and studio demos of 16 more new songs when they parted ways with their original record company. They've done many, many festivals in the UK, including the Tharrock Music Festival, V-Stage. They've had a public performance in the centre of Regent Street, and they've supported bands such as The Others, The Ordinary Boys, Six Nation State, and they have also done many, many other things, and are definitely a band to watch, even though they've been around since 2004. And the song that we heard in the middle, that was Rise Before My Time by Seb Green. And Seb Green is the name of the band. It's not actually the name of one of the blokes in the band, as you might think. Again, Seb Green come to us from the UK, and we have a lot of UK listeners. They're a four-piece band, and they're out to have some fun and write their own music, and also to perform it as well. They're based between Wrexham and Mould in the UK, so they have a great music scene on their front door, according to their MySpace page. And on their MySpace page, you can listen to some more of their tracks. And of course, links to all of the artists are on the show notes at irkfm.com. Now, our next band we've actually played before, but of course, that doesn't mean that they'll never be heard again, because after all, with many of these bands, I am sent two, maybe three or four different songs. So I might play one song now, and then down the track a few weeks, who knows? And if you're a band and you would like your music to be submitted, you can send me an email, irkpod@gmail.com, or if you go to the main irkfm.com page, at the bottom of the page there is a drop-io box that you can drop your music into. So the next band that we're going to hear, I first heard of via the Ouroboros podcast with Colin. And they're an Australian band. They come to us from Newcastle, which is a favourite city of mine. I haven't been up there for a while. But Newcastle's a great city, and this is a great band called Here Come the Birds. And the song that we're going to play is actually called Bravery and Defeat. You're listening to episode 28 of IRC FM.
Choose. I'm just gonna walk out of the door.
Welcome back to Ek FM, and that song was called Over My Head by Scott Lester, and before that we heard Flying High by Soleil, and both of those songs were a bit quieter than some of the songs that we've got coming up for you, but it's all rock and it's all good. Now, of course, we heard from... Here Come the Birds from Newcastle, and they're a great band. They really connect with their audience. And if you go to their website, you can download a remix of the song that you heard called Bravery and Defeat. There's a new remix that you can hear by Here Come the Birds. And of course, you can go to the show notes at www.irkfm.com. And you can click on the links and find out what you want about all the particular bands. Now, we heard from Soleil, and Soleil has been playing music since the age of 5 and has been working on his music career for about the last 15 years. He's played in rock bands in school, and while he was doing that, he was studying classical guitar. He also studied jazz while he was leading and fronting the funk rock group Tribal Groove. He also has done some touring along with bands such as Sky, One Ton, Cornelli and Gage. And these tours as a guitarist for those bands took him all over Canada and also to Europe and North Africa. Soleil has two albums called Alive and also The Fall. And the last song you heard was from Scott Lester, and he has a new release on iTunes called Over My Head, and that's out now on iTunes. Scott comes to us from the United Kingdom, and Over My Head is his debut single, which is out now on iTunes and other online retailers. Scott says that he has been influenced by bands such as Oasis, The Who, Stereophonics, Idlewind, The Goo Goo Dolls, John Denver, Paul Simon, and Bob Dylan. He says that while his music may not sound the same style as those artists, they all have an influence in his music somewhere. And so that's rather cool as well. Now, our next band is called the Apple Brothers, and the song is called My Two Open Arms. And I thought that I'd play this little clip from IRC FM before we get into the song. It reminds me of a classic IRC Pod moment. IRC Pod is my talk show, for anyone who hasn't heard any of the other programs on the Channel IRC network. And here's a little snippet.
And I was going to say, where can we find you, Squeak? But we can find you via your GeoSqueak blog.
Yeah, I'm GeoSqueak now, which is squeakers.blogspot.com. Follow my geocaching adventures at geocaching. You'll find out a little bit more later on. So that's my blog set up, and it's sort of the beginning of something, so...
You're wanting a GeoSqueak podcast.
GeoSqueak.com.
Stay tuned.
Go onto your Mac, and can you register the domain names on Mac? I don't know.
Should be able to. Mac.me, like Richard does.
Squeakatme.com.
Some of the best...
Oh, I crack myself up sometimes. Go, Squeak. Go. We'll let you go so you can register that now. And if you don't register that, I am going to be so annoyed with you.
Squeakatme.com. Good on you, guys. Good
see ya.
On. See ya, Squeak.
See ya later.
Oh, my God, Drew, my eyes are watering. Squeakatme.com.
Miles away, all sides
listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I have no quiet time to dedicate to you. There isn't enough time like you to serve my endless love. And so much more I wanna stay with you. Your head is my crown.
Rescue my love.
making a return to Irk FM. That was Officer Roseland. We've cracked harmonies, and that song did indeed rock. That rocked so hard. I thought I was going to get a speeding ticket. It was rocking that hard. Before that, we heard Destination by Skelters, and we also heard before that particular song, My Two Open Arms by the Apple Brothers. Now, the Apple Brothers come to us from New York City, where so many of our Irk FM artists seem to come from. They describe themselves as veterans of the New York City rock scene. Their first band, which was called Hot Water, released Hot Water Music as their first album. And somewhere along the line, they've changed their name to the Apple Brothers. And their current record, considering that they're called the Apple Brothers, it's quite appropriate, is called On an Empty Stomach. And according to their website, they say that unlike other new rock bands, the Apple Brothers don't sound like they are still learning how to play their instruments. To put it simply, they deliver. And of course, you can go to irkfm.com and click on the links for all the artists and find out more about them, listen to some more of their music, and support the ones that you like. Now, Skelters come to us from Italy, and we just heard their song Destination. Skelters formed in 2007. And in March 2007, they were the finalists at the Italia Wave Love Festival. And they've also played some gigs across Italy. And they've played in the UK. Earlier this year, in January 2009, they mastered their first official album in New York. And they are basically now promoting themselves, and that was a rather cool song called Destination. And you can find out more about them by clicking on the show notes at irkfm.com. And again, for the overseas listeners, you can click onto the artist websites and find out where they are playing. And as much as I hate MySpace, you can even go to the MySpace pages of the bands and listen to some more of their tracks. So that is quite cool. And Officer Roseland, of course, has been on Irk FM before. They rock, and they come from Philadelphia, and they've been performing together for quite some time, and I'm sure that in time to come we'll play some more of Officer Roseland and some great rock music. Speaking of rock music, I am a member of the Association of Music Podcasting, and in a few weeks I will be hosting my first AMP show, AMP New Music Weekly, which comes out every Monday, and that gives you a selection of music that AMP members are playing. And it will be my turn at the end of August, and I'm quite looking forward to that. Now, I'm not sure how I will go in relation to possibly letting you hear what I do. Of course, some of you may already be subscribed to AMPed, and if you're not, there will be a link in the show notes and you can go and subscribe to AMPed. Also, on the Irk FM page at irkfm.com, you'll find a list of all the other member shows. Let's get straight back into it now.
I could give you 20 reasons. Fuck. your breath. I'll be your servant with a smile who can go the extra mile to say the word and take you there. I'll be waiting for you.
Another band making a return to IRC FM there. Lonely Heart Society was the name of that song by Citizens of Contrary Knowledge. And I'll let you figure out what the abbreviation was in relation to that band. But we have played them on IRC FM before and they rock again from New York City. Now, of course, we feature many great songs here on IRC FM. And coming up, we've got some interesting weeks coming up. We have a acoustic special coming up. We have an instrumental week coming up. And we have some more lady-only shows. So that will be quite well good as well. And, of course, I value your feedback, irkpod@gmail.com, or go to the website www.irkfm.com. IRC FM is, of course, a part of Channel IRC.
Welcome to Channel IRC, 5 great Australian podcasts with something for everyone, including talk at IRC Pod. Music variety at IRC FM. Blast from the past.
Back in my day.
Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift.
Ambient noise with Echo Romeo Kilo.
Those passengers with the camera, if you are going to take photographs, can you please turn your flash off? It's most important on the underground. Can you turn your flash off when you use the camera? And next time, if you're going to take a photograph, can you ensure that I'm smiling, please?
And Judy's Blast FM.
Back in my day, we played records.
Channel IRC, 5 great Australian podcasts in the one location, www.channelirc.com.
Someone who already knows a lot about modern music is also producing a new show starting from now, and a fellow member of AMP, the Association of Music Podcasting. You can find many great shows by going to musicpodcasting.org. But this week there's a new show coming, and the first show was called, and still is called, Kimmy and the Metal Deli. And if you are into songs that have been as heavy as the last couple, or even heavier, go and check out Kimmy and the Metal Deli. Link will be in the show notes. And Kimmy from Chicago presents these songs for you, and she does a great job of it. And this week she's launching her new show because she realizes that not everyone likes metal, and not only that, there are some great rock songs out there that aren't as that can't really be classified as metal, but are still great rock songs nonetheless. So from this week, Kimmy's starting the rock deli. That's right, so she now has the metal deli and the rock deli. And that's quite cool. The shows come out weekly, and there's a lot of different songs from various places where Kimmy gets her music from, and the shows are quite cool, especially if you're into some of the harder stuff that were featured towards the end of the episode. So I know what it's like to launch a new podcast, so good luck, Kimmy, with the rock deli to go along with the metal deli. And actually, it sounds like she's starting to give me a bit of a run for my money, because I produce 5 podcasts and I host 4 of them. But later on in the year, she's actually starting another new podcast that she's not telling anyone about yet. So might have some bit of competition there. Who knows? Now, of course, having said that, in podcasting, we're not competing with each other. We're often sharing and caring and commenting. And speaking of commenting, we had some more listener feedback from Shauno from Hyper Nonsense and Shauno Graham. He's a great friend of the show and of the whole Channel Erk network. And he is commenting in relation to Erk FM 26, which was the Feedback and Rewind special that I also called the Shauno back episode, because most of the feedback was from him. Of course, if your name isn't Shauno, you can also email me erkpod@gmail.com or leave a comment on the show notes at erkfm.com, and I'm sure Shauno will continue to comment, and that's great. On episode 26, I had a little bit of a unofficial theme for the first 6 songs of the episode, and Shauno thought that the theme was Christmas in July. And unfortunately, Shauno, I hate to do this, considering that you especially made this noise for me, but sorry, mate. The Channel Erk horns are fail, but I do have to say it was especially hard. And I'm sure when Shauno hears this and goes back to the show notes for episode 26, he'll see it straight away. Now, it was a feedback special, and it was mainly consisting of feedback from Shauno and also his wife Jen, who's on Hyper Nonsense with him and also does Inside My Head. But what I did was I decided to do something a bit different, considering it was a feedback episode and Shauno got his name mentioned about 6 times. The names of the first 6 songs were Sideways, Hooked on You, Angels, Walkabout, Next Weekend, and Old St. Nick Blues. So I can understand where Shauno thought that it was a Christmas in July episode. It isn't. But if you look at the first letter of the 6 songs, what does it spell? We have S for Sideways, H for Hooked on You, A for Angels, W for Walkabout, N for Next Weekend, and O for Old St. Nick Blues. So if you go down the line, the first 6 songs, the first letter of the 6 songs spell Shauno. I was rather happy with myself when I did that, and it was a hard one, sure, but very cryptic of me. But yeah, that's what it was. Shauno also continues that he has a voice comment for me in relation to my questions about covers, and you know, do people like covers? Do people get upset about hearing covers on a Podsafe show like this? He writes, and I've got a voice comment for you in relation to your questions about covers. Well, I hope to have one. The Voice Meme app on my iPhone has been made of serious fail lately. But I'm sure we'll hear soon enough what Shauno thinks of covers. And once again, thank you, Shauno. So it's coming up to the end of the episode. Of course, Channel Irk has a massive amount of podcasts for you on the weekend. On Fridays, Irk FM comes out. On Saturdays, we have Blast from the Past, which is my family history show that I do with my mum, where we compare things past and present. And then on Sundays, we have Mum's New Music Show, which is called Judy's Blast FM. And as I said earlier, she's picking all the music and presenting it herself, and considering that she's only a few shows in, she's not doing too badly at all. So this is our last song, and quite appropriately, it's called Sunday Afternoon. And by Sunday afternoon, I think I need a rest, even though we don't necessarily do these shows live. It's still a lot of work, which is rather enjoyable. And Sunday Afternoon comes to us from last November. Now, I remember last November. Now, I can't remember if I've actually played them on Irk FM before. I definitely have played them on IrkPod during the IrkPod roundtables last year. Before I started doing Irk FM, I did live shows, which lasted for several hours in the talk format. And every hour or so, I'd play a song, basically to give people a chance to get up, stretch, go to the toilet, do whatever, even to listen to some great music. And then I found that I had all this great music and nowhere really to present it. And so, of course, Irk FM was born. And I'm pretty sure that I actually played last November. Well, last November. just like the theme tune for Irk FM, which is called September by the other Chris Hardy. I played that in the September roundtable. Last November are a four-piece band. And they have been together for quite some time. There's another song that I definitely remember playing called the Bumper Sticker Song. Yes, that was the song that I actually played on IrkPod last year, the Bumper Sticker Song. We're going to finish this episode with the song Sunday Afternoon. And I will see you next week here on Irk FM. Don't forget to go to the show notes at irkfm.com. And I will tell you what you have to look forward to next week. Episode number 29 is the 100% female special number 2. And that will be great, though. I've got a lot of great female artists lined up. Some that you've heard before and some that you haven't. But to close off, this is Sunday Afternoon by Last November.
There's a
Thank you for listening to Irk FM. Hope you've enjoyed all the music, and of course you can go to irkfm.com for more links, more shows. If you haven't subscribed via iTunes or RSS yet, go right ahead. There's so much to look at on the Irk FM main page, including links to other shows who are part of the Association of Music Podcasting, and also you can have a look at what shows I've done in the past and some of the shows that are coming up as well. Thank you for enjoying the music. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And until next time that we meet on Channel Irk, good night, Interweb.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. Looking for more Irk? Go to channelirk.com.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.